Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is called out on strikes. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field. Cranepool picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cranepool. Flood moves to third. White moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Willie Flood scores. White moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Boyer scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier takes first base on ball four. James moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. James scores. Javier moves to third. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Coleman for a passed ball. Javier scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver takes first base on ball four. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields the ball and throws to Burdett covering. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearnerth covering, for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth is hit by the pitch. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal strikes out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. James hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. Snider strikes out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCarver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bearnerth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hunt strikes out. McCarver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hunt out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. James strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Javier reaches second base with a double. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Leo Burke now playing right field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burdett hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.